right, let's head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Buy now and save big during the grand reopening of the all-new Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Let's bring on Mr. Heisman from the University of Miami, Gino Toretta, always ready to have a guest appearance on a moment's notice. Gino Toretta.
Hey, did we wake you up at 5 a.m.?
Because I texted him at 5:30 this morning.
Yeah, bad guy. Joseph, Gino, good morning.
Joseph. Did your mom say Joseph when you got in trouble?
Yes.
Your middle name.
Joseph Harold. You got it. Yeah. It was Joseph Harold. Joseph Harold, right now, get in here. I'm going to beat your ass. Oh, come on, Mom. Not the coat hanger.
The old wooden spoon, Joe. The old wooden
spoon. Hey, there's a guy. By the way, you know for sure the Toretta boys got their ass kicked by that spoon.
There was
no question. Out in good old Northern
California.
Gino
didn't bring that up because he was happy about it.
He grew up a little old school. There's no question.
This is therapy for Gino.
Hey, Gino, want to ask you, this thing got real sexy in New York City with the three quarterbacks. I'm kind of curious because you study it. You got a vote. And everything else, they're both all three quarterbacks. And I mean, I could see any one of the three getting it, and nobody would be surprised. Is there a front runner for you between Tua, Kyler Murray, and Dwayne Haskins?
Well, I mean, I started off my touchdown radio season at Ohio State and Oregon State, and I'm like, really? This is a first year starter, and he just took over a guy that broke, I think, every one of Drew Brees' records, and he's better than that guy. Touch, speed, size, athleticism.
Yep.
And then, you know, saw Tua in the middle of the year where, you know, I looked down at the stat monitor and I'm like, really? Is he averaging 30 yards of completion right now? Like, this, you know, I mean, it was just like mind-boggling. And then you see Kyler Murray where it's like, man, this guy, at the end of the day, I mean, he's putting up, you know, numbers that nobody's ever seen before. So I think that obviously they all had great seasons. You know, I mean, when else are we going to get the guys in the top five all playing on championship weekend and putting together performances like that? I think that, you know, it's an awesome race, but I agree, Joe. I think any one of the three of them got a legit chance this year.
I think I've asked you this before. You're not big on sharing your vote, but any idea how you and the fraternity might be voting on this one? Because I guess some people voted early, and if that's the case, I'm afraid Tua's getting some of those votes. But, man, late in the season, Dwayne Haskins was crazy good. What do you think?
I mean, how could you vote early? Like, I get it if maybe Tua's the only guy in your top five. And okay, nothing's going to change. But how if you watch college football,
right?
The only guy that, you know, the two guys would be Greer and probably Minshew that didn't have a shot on it last weekend. I don't know how you vote. I think they only had about 10% vote come in early. But the numbers, it's just a different bar now. I mean, heck, when we played, if you hit 60% completions, you were your God's gift to football. Now they're 75-80% every week, you know, just unreal touchdowns. And then obviously the athleticism. I don't know. I mean, I root for all the kids. I don't know, Joe, being an Oakland A's fan, should I root for Kyler Murray? Man, we've sucked a long time as an A's fan, so I kind of want him to go play in the major league.
Oh, man, that was funny. But what do you look for? I'm just curious. So when you're looking at it, because it's not about who's going to be the best pro, is it just pure numbers, or who is the most important person to their team? What do you look for?
I think that, listen, we've gone to enough games where you look for, wow, did he just do that? Whether that's running, running back, a defensive lineman, you know, any of those guys where they make the plays where you're like, how did he do that? You know, and I think obviously this year it's all quarterback. I mean, heck, I did LSU Auburn early in the year. One of the best performances I saw was Delta, their safety, but he just didn't get, you know, he didn't return punts like Woodson, but he's a legit, you know, top 10 guy in the NFL and great speed. So I just kind of look for, man, what does this guy mean to his club? I mean, I mean, literally, Joe, you had a Heisman Trophy winner at a university in Oklahoma, and the next year, a first-year starter says, hold my beer, and I'm breaking all those stat numbers of every quarterback that's ever played in college football. So it's just, it's a different bar. I mean, it used to be 2,000 yards for a running back. You know, that you know, was a path to get in. But the numbers these quarterbacks are putting up now, I don't see how other positions even get in the race, because they're not, you know, the rules are throw those smoke screens and little pitch passes, and those all add up the stats for the QB and not the running backs.
Gino, all right, so is that the negative when you talk about Kyler? Because I think with Dwayne Haskins, the bad loss early this season, Kyler Murray, could it be the system that he's in that's why he's so good? And with Tua, it took until the ninth game of the season for the kid to even sniff the fourth quarter to play in there at all. Are these the negatives? Which could hurt the one the most in this?
Well, I would probably say the negative with Tua, and I don't think it's not playing in the fourth quarter. I think he was so outstanding through the course of the year. Everybody's saying, well, what's his Heisman moment? His Heisman moment is lacing him up on Saturday.
Right, yeah.
That's what his Heisman moment was. I would say the negative would be is getting hurt in the last game. You know, how is that going to affect a voter filling out his ballot? I think Kyler Murray, I don't know what the negative is. I don't think it's a system, because – Oklahoma lost a lot of talented players, and everybody was like, yeah, they'll be good. They'll take a step back. They might be better offensively, because God knows they're awful defensively. And then Haskins, I think it's when you're up against two guys that are putting up historic numbers at quarterback, do you say, well, can we put this guy, you know what I mean? Can this guy, this guy win? It's a tough deal, but I mean, I've been impressed with all three of them. I haven't seen them all, you know, in person, and it's pretty amazing the season they've had. And you know, I would say this, probably 80% of the years where you wouldn't get three guys to have this type of year, you know, it'd be clear cut. One of these three would be walking away with the award.
You have a gut feeling who might win this? Because I sense that Kyler Murray has really come on strong here with the numbers, because there's damn near 1,000 yards, 11 touchdowns running, 51 total. What do you think? You agree he could be a little bit of a front runner, or is it still Tua time?
I think Tua was a front runner. I think, I think Murray might have caught him here at the end of the season. You know, I wonder if, do you think voters are going to penalize Kyler Murray because his defense sucks so bad?
Joe brought that up earlier.
No, he's got to be great every week. He's like, all right, guys, huddle up. We got to score 50 to have a shot in this game. Exactly.
Right. Does that hurt him or does it help him? So I think I don't know, man. I thought Tua was a surefire lock. And then after championship weekend, you're like, wow, can this really happen? You know, I don't know. It's going to be it's interesting, Joe, because when you get that ballot and it's just got three slots on it, it's awful hard to pick one, two, and three, and then not have, you know, a guy like Minshew that had a great season at Washington State, you know, and these guys that, you know, running back at Wisconsin, but you got no room for them.
Right.
You know,
I mean, Will Greer, stay home. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. You didn't make it.
Hey, Gino, do you realize that the 1992 Heisman Trophy winner only threw for 3,070 yards and 19 touchdowns?
You know what, Zach? If you stopped the season with those numbers at week 8, I would have had the same production as Kyler Murray.
You know what's crazy? Because all we're doing is talking about numbers and stats with these guys, as we should. And Tua, he didn't play in the fourth quarter, but he still threw for 3,300 yards and all those touchdowns. And Kyler Murray's breaking records. And Haskins just threw for 47. Then I'm going back and looking, and I'm going, wow, Gino threw 19 touchdowns, 3,070 yards, had an undefeated team, and he was the Heisman Trophy winner.
Crazy.
Like, those numbers now, it would be crazy. Like, if you got invited, people would almost laugh.
There was a lot more defense back when Gino played.
It's crazy.
Listen, I would say this. That was back when a forward pass actually took the quarterback pulling, raising his arm up and actually throwing a spiral. you know, this jet sweep where they just push the ball right in front of them 6 inches. To me, that should be the running back or the wide receiver's numbers. That shouldn't be one for one and a touchdown of 12 yards. But – you know, my trophy is still here, so I'm not griping about changing the rules. But yeah, it's
the greatest trophy to have, Gino. There's nothing. I always think about it, and I go, no, that thing is. people talk about that. No matter what you've done, that thing comes up first. All right, so how you voting? Let's just cut right to it here. How the hell are you voting? You got a damn vote. How are you voting?
I should send you the screenshot. It says I can't reveal my vote until after the TV announcement. Jesus.
Joe's trying to get that vote taken away. Trying to catch you at a weak moment.
Yeah, I thought you wanted to talk about Urban Meyer retiring.
Hey, what do you think about that?
Oh, yeah, he retired today also.
What do you think about that, by the way? That was a little bit of a surprise, 54 years old. What do you think?
I think that deal was cut with the Zach Smith deal a long, long time ago, and I always thought at that point in time that Ryan Day, who's going to be the new head coach, turned down a Power 5 school a season ago in the most powerful conference in college football. And I'm like, either he knows something, the administration has promised him something, and then when all that stuff happened with the assistant coach, I'm like, I don't see it after this year. And you know, maybe the health issues accelerated that. But as Zach knows, I think he had some health issues when he left Florida, too. So
yeah, Tim Tebow left. That was the health issue. Maybe if Bosa had another year of eligibility, yeah. I would say this is the reason why, right?
Maybe Hernandez was threatening him if he leaves.
Yeah, so I will go out. Seriously. Yeah, he threw Cam Newton off campus. That's what the health reason he had. Yeah.
You know, it is amazing, though, that you think he shows up and takes another job. There's no way at 54 he's done unless his health or a brain tumor or something crazy.
Is Kelly
in
Notre Dame on his way out? Because if he is, I would be really afraid for Urban Meyer there.
I don't know the seriousness of. I mean, if you have a cyst on your brain, I assume that you know that's a pretty serious issue. But apparently, he's had a brain procedure before. If that's the deal, I wouldn't be coaching anymore because he's made gazillions of dollars.
Right.
But then again, there's a team right up the road in his home state called the Cleveland Browns.
Or how about what if I told you, Gino, he could coach Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay? What if I told you that might be an option?
Oh, you know what I was thinking? I was thinking already Cliff Kingsbury. Could you imagine Kingsbury's offense and with Aaron Rodgers?
Oh, no. Wow. Wow.
You know, I mean, but I would say this, as Joe does. You actually need some guys to throw to and run the ball at some point in time in the National Football League. Doesn't matter how good the quarterback is.
Yeah, I think that's Aaron Rodgers' biggest complaint. It's not what they're calling. It's who's throwing to. Like, I need more than Devontae Adams.
Their running back wears number 88. You should know they're first.
Not anymore.
You're right. They turned a wide receiver into that. Yeah. Gino, thanks as always. I'll text you again at 4:30 tomorrow morning. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Early morning coming.
Early next time. All right.
You love getting my text early morning. That was Gino Torretta, former Heisman Trophy winner from the University of Miami, joining us to talk a little bit about his Heisman vote, which he did not reveal, and Urban Meyer.
He teased us, though. I'm going to tell you who I think he's going, Kyler Murray. Gino, I know you didn't say it, but did that thing come on?
He did talk a lot about it. I know he did
Dwayne Haskins this a little bit. I don't think he's going Tua.
How do you not go Tua?
He's not Tua-ing it.